You said check what? Yeah. So I think it's on Twitter. Let me try to find it on Twitter. Kanye Boosie. So Kanye said something to Boosie. I'm going to play what Boosie said. By the way, this is Boosie going off too. I got to show y'all what he said to that nigga Boosie. He violated that nigga so crazy. Hold on. So you go to my page, you will see what Boosie said. I guess he has an upcoming Drink Champs episode. And on the Drink Champs episode, he said this about Ye.
And I feel that ain't Kanye straight with me.
Right.
But he pissed me off this morning. Mm. You know what we done went through, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get on him, you know. Mm. But you know what we done went through and what we still going through to this day. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. Fuck, everybody know people matter. But that lives matter. Mm-hmm. When we promoting that, mm-hmm. what we done been through, let us get our glory, man. Mm-hmm. Don't be no fucking pigeon stool. Mm-hmm. From which our people done suffered and still suffering to this day. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody getting done like blacks getting done from 300-400 years to this day. Mm-hmm. And you a fucking conglomerate. Mm-hmm. Don't put no fucking white lives matter on. Fuck wrong with you. Color, dye your face then, nigga.
Mm. Anyway, let me tell you this. You see, it's something when you, in your mind and in your stature and in your adoration, Ye has realized, and that's what I'm saying, Drake was probably the only threat, because maybe culturally Drake, at least in Kanye's mind, could have maybe shifted people to not look at him how he really is in the culture. But let's be honest, there ain't no living hip-hop nigga outside of Jay-Z who is even in the realm. And I think Kanye's above that in terms of influence. If you're talking about influential hip-hop figures, what are we talking about, just as a overall, we're not just talking about best rappers. We're talking about niggas who've used hip-hop to influence the world. Pac dead. Anybody else going to be on that list probably going to be dead or just out the way or never really had the success that we're going to talk about with a Kanye. Kanye 101. Kanye knows that. Kanye shitting on every rapper. He not playing around. And that's why when look what Boosie said. Boosie said, yo, he hurt my heart. Boosie then was like, yo, this fuck nigga, blah, blah, blah. Look at how Kanye talked to him. This is how you could tell. Kanye don't respect no nigga who ain't successful, bro. Let's talk about it. Look what Kanye said. Look, don't speak on me, little Boosie. Speak to me, yeah, little nerd ass me. Come smack me or shoot me. I'm the one that got bullied by the entire black celebrity community. Now I'm back to shoot the school up. That's how that nigga giving it up. Tell you. That's how that nigga's giving it up. Shitting on Boosie. Look what Boosie said afterwards, because he went on live. Here we go. Hold on.
Don't speak.
Wait, hold on. I gotta find it. It's a 2-minute version. Here we go.
Don't speak on me, little Boosie. Speak on me. Speak to me. Yeah, little nerd ass me. Come smack me or come shoot me. I'm the one that got bullied by the entire black celebrity community. Now I'm back to shoot the school up. Oh, he crazy.
Oh, yeah, he crazy. Yeah, he acting like a white boy. He acting like a white boy. He crazy. Yeah, he ain't safe. He ain't safe around nobody. Yeah, that nigga though. He acting like a crazy white boy.
Yo, Vlad right now is burning up his speed dial to Boosie. Like, Boosie, get to the studio. We need an interview right now. Vlad is burning that phone up.
Man, this man that lost his fucking top. He done lost his top. I gotta tell Dirty, I was like, Dirty, I don't know what the fuck he talking about. This nigga that lost his top. He don't get out. He got the real thing of Get Out. This is the real movie of Get Out. Yeah, they hypnotized him, bro. They hypnotized him.
And this making niggas telling them.
They hypnotized that boy. This is the real Get Out. They hypnotized that boy, man.
This is the get out in real life. They hypnotized that boy, man. Yeah, he fucked up, bro. I'm calling out all the smoke with Kanye West. Brown want no smoke with this nigga. Yeah, he done turned to a racist white boy. Some black people done offended him. Somebody done hurt him.
Yo, Gram, get me this 2 minute clip. I need to post on the gram, nigga. You know when we on stream, I need my lieutenant sending me posts that we got to keep the gram active. We got to keep the gram active. Damn. Apparently, Boosie's son burnt a pair of Yeezys. I'm about to post it on my page right now. Memes are contagious. What up, bro? Anyway, there was a lot of people who chimed in on this shit. Okay? A lot of people. A lot of people, okay? Including Meek Mill. Including Meek Mill. You know, Meek is somebody who is involved in prison reform and among other things. And he just wasn't for the fuckery, you know? So this is what he said, and I think Shade Room covered it. You know, Meek just not with it, okay?